15 minutes after 11 o'clock. Thank you for tuning in. 11 o'clock is when we have live music at the Saturday Light Brigade. Two old friends in the studio. I'm so glad they can spend part of the holiday weekend with us. They're going to play a song that I think you'll recognize to open, and then we'll talk a little bit about what the two of them are up to throughout the hour, as well as hear some other songs. Please welcome Sue Powers and Jeff Berman. Jeff Berman and Sue Powers, you just gave me a nice holiday gift. That's one of my favorite songs, and to hear the two of you do that, as you just did, and to hear it live is, I had chills as I was just listening.
had chills too.
There's just Jeff is playing lap dulcimer, by the way, and he's playing it vertically, which you don't often see, and is picking it beautifully, and Sue was singing and is playing banjo. And the two instruments really lend themselves well to that song. And your voice is, and I know I've told you this before, but you just have a way of, it's a combination of haunting in a good way and lyrical, and I could listen to you sing for a long, long time and be engaged.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm singing, my audience is, I tend to go back in time and I'm trying to, relate and to speak for those who have passed on. I try to tap into an ancestral kind of audience there.
That's interesting, and haunting was not intended as that.
I know. It's in a good way.
Yeah, it is, and I mean, a lot of times you think of folk music really is carrying on traditions of other people that have come before us.
Well, that's how I reach those people, by playing this music. That's exactly how I began doing it.
How did you come by playing the banjo?
I knew about it in my family. I had an uncle who played the banjo and played it in the style that I play it, which they call frailing or clawhammer, like a pre-bluegrass style. And my grandfather was a square dance caller and a fiddler. So I knew about the music. I knew the names of all the tunes, and my father would sing them to me. And just the banjo came about just because of the sound of it. The quality of the instrument itself just gave me that the kind of beauty, but a kind of deep-rooted beauty and a blues kind of, sound that was very expressive to me. So it was the instrument itself that spoke to me. I was already a guitar player.
Who taught you how to play banjo?
Oh, I taught myself.
Did you use Pete Seeger's book, or did you just...
Actually, that's the right answer, because in high school, I bought the Pete Seeger book. I had a friend in high school, Brian Donahue, whose father had a whole collection of folk music, and we mined that folk music collection in high school. And we listened to Pete Seeger, all kinds of folk musicians from the 50s. And I bought the Little Red Book and taught myself how to play like Pete. You learn to play like him when you read that book. But at the time I was in high school, there was a lot of folk rock music. Woodstock was already passed, but people were using violins, fiddles, and banjos and dulcimers and interesting rock music, genre. So I wanted to basically rock on the banjo. So that's how I kind of developed my own style, so I could really play the music of my time on it.
It's Sue Powers speaking now, and we'll talk with Jeff a little bit about his background with the lap dulcimer and other instruments. But why don't we listen to a few songs? I think you've got two or three in the next little set here.
Yeah, there's this next one's called Beulah Land, and it's written for a teacher of mine named Beulah.
One true love who never stayed behind.
with your passion. With a place called Beulah Land. And in the universe surrounding, I feel you hold me in your hand. Reflections mirrored in the water, they are beautiful.
Jeff Berman and Sue Powers at the Saturday Light Brigade. And thank you for being here along with us and tuning in today across our stations. Jeff, you're really a remarkable lap dulcimer player. Your love of percussion clearly shows. How did you come by the lap dulcimer? We asked Sue the same question about the banjo.
You know, it's interesting. I mean, I've been a percussionist since I'm a kid. And I'm the world's worst guitar player. You know, I can't play anything on the guitar. And I really came to the dulcimer when I was in high school. And like so much of my introduction to a lot of great American music, it came from British artists interpreting American music. And putting their own spin on it. But from where I grew up, I mean, I wasn't exposed to a lot of American folk music growing up, you know, in New York City. My experience just didn't go that way. I was much more of a rock and roll kid. And in a nutshell, hearing Burt Jansch play with Pentangle, play Dulcimer with Pentangle.
I thought of Pentangle immediately.
That was my introduction to this instrument. And I just went out and bought one. I saw an ad in a magazine for a guy, A.W. Jeffries, in Staunton, West Virginia. And I just bought one of his instruments cold, and I said, I'm going to teach myself how to play this. And to me, it's become a real extension of my whole musical being at this point. And it's at times, it's my string drum, you know. But harmonically, it's just a great instrument. At this point in my life, I'm totally obsessed with the instrument and trying to extend the language and you know, the context for using the instrument as well.
By the way, as you're listening, you know, there are two kinds of dulcimers, a hammered dulcimer, which sort of looks like a table at a slant with lots and lots of strings that are played with mallets. This is a lap dulcimer, which is an instrument with three strings played on your lap, or Jeff's playing it a little differently, and the picking you're doing is just, it's just splendid. You really make that instrument sing in a way that's just, it's mesmerizing, actually, as both of you play. It's really easy to lose yourself in the music that you're playing as a listener, in a good way. You know, there aren't too many opportunities these days to lose yourself because of all of the impacts and impulses we get in our daily life. So if music can take you away like that, it's a great thing.
And that's interesting that you point that out, because that really ties into the artistry and the poetry of that artistry. And losing yourself is, I think, a very important part of that, and not be so driven by certain concrete notions of what your life has to be about. Every once in a while, you really do have to lose yourself to regenerate that kind of creative process.
Yeah, that's where
enough about that. That's a whole other show.
Yeah, that's where the good stuff comes.
Do a piece to that new piece on the solo.
Ah, okay. So there's a piece coming in. And Bob, come on in. We can get you over.
I had to send Bob into the dressing room. I didn't carry my case in here, and it had my capo. And the dulcimer is an interesting instrument because of how it's fretted. It's not like a guitar or a banjo even, where it's fretted chromatically, where it's like chromatic means like if you were at the piano and you went up with the white notes and the black notes, and the notes go up in half steps. The dulcimer is fretted diatonically, which means it's kind of like playing just on the white notes of the piano. And so by putting a capo on, it really puts you in a whole other mode, a whole other zone. Call me if you want a dulcimer theory lesson. but it's a fascinating thing, because harmony is a very fascinating and deep and beautiful thing.
Oh, yeah. We've joked about this before. We could do a whole show just talking about stuff. I interrupted you. I'm sorry. You were going to say the same way as... listen to that.
And, you know, the whole aspect of trying to extend the language of the dulcimer means using different devices and different techniques. And I don't mean to create all this dead air.
Oh, that's fine. We're listening to your tune. You know, it's a nice sound. So you've been doing so much writing lately, which is good to hear. Continuing the tradition.
Yes. You can write about almost anything. I don't think a day goes by I don't write at least a part of a song, because I'll notice something, I'll think of something in my imagination, usually in the car. I like motion, so if I'm driving, I'm singing, and I'm thinking, and I'm writing in my notebook. There's anything could spark an idea for a song.
Yeah, I think that's another example of losing yourself. You're sort of engaged in the activity of movement, and it frees up your mind for ideas to flow.
I think that's exactly what happens. But we We want to talk about First Night because we'll be playing at First Night with Appalachia. Catholic Charities building on Liberty Avenue. I think that's right around
Liberty and 9th. Yeah. It's a beautiful lobby. We were actually there for the Arts Festival with some SLB things, but that's a nice spot right at the corner of Liberty and 9th. There's a surface parking right near there that's inexpensive if you're driving in, and that'll be great.
Oh, so families coming down for First Night. We're doing two shows, I believe 7:30 and 10:30? 7:30 and 9:30, and be with our great collaborator, Mimi Zhang, on the Chinese Erhu. And that's, again, another way we extend the language of our respective instruments here, the banjo and the dulcimer, by playing with Mimi. And we'll be doing some Chinese traditional tunes and other tunes that we've written for First Night. So come on down to that.
That sounds great. And Apple Asia, the apple is as in Appalachian, and the Asia is as in Asia, which is just a great name for the group.
And the music just blends seamlessly. I mean, we have to do a little bit of juggling, but not much. They go together well.
And if you go back in the SLB archives, you can listen to a show
of us. Yeah, there's one there, and you sound great. We have to have the whole group on again soon. You're tuned up, and what are we going to hear?
In February, I'm starting an ongoing collaboration with a choreographer here in town named Gia Casalano. Actually, Gia and I have done a lot of things together where we do these improvising performances where she dances and I play the vibraphone. And now we're extending that whole concept of that, and I'm creating some music for that with the dulcimer. And I'll have Dave Throckmorton playing drums with me and one other performer, TBA. And Gia has a company of two other dancers with her. And there's going to be somebody doing video. Actually, she's got three other dancers with us, with her. And we're just calling it Gia Casalano and Jeff Berman Present 2010. And it's going to be at the Space Upstairs, which is above Construction Junction. And it's at Thomas and Lexington. But, you know, I'll give Larry more information about that, maybe, if anybody's interested.
Yeah, as we get closer, too. That sounds really cool.
So anyway, this is a piece of music that I'm going to incorporate into that.
That's really cool. That's Jeff Berman. I don't want to make comparisons too much, but you think about the way that Leo Kottke or Michael Hedges use that body of the instrument percussively as they're playing. There's some other players that do it too. It's really neat to, I think there are people that would never dream of so much coming out of an instrument as simple as the lap dulcimer, and you're squeezing so much out of it.
There's so much music in this instrument, and I'm working at it.
By the way, I looked, if you want to hear Appalachia, it was January 10th of this year, almost a year ago. So we're really due to have you come back. But if you go to our archives at slbradio.org and just search on Appalachia, it'll come right up.
Well, maybe we could do a couple more tunes in this setting, and maybe we'll play something.
Absolutely.
Appalachia.
Yeah.
What tuning are you in?
I'm in that modal tuning.
Okay. Let's like to do a tune that we just heard recently from some friends of ours, the Klezmatics. They were brought in by a Calliope House, and the violinist in that group, Lisa Gutkin, is somebody that Jeff worked with in New York when we lived in New York City. And she wrote music to Woody Guthrie's lyrics. And we found the song so beautiful, we started immediately, like, talking to her about it, and, like, by the next day we were doing the song ourselves in our own way. But I'd like to do that for the new year, the Woody Guthrie song. It kind of talks about the closing of the old world, the beginning of a new world. So it's, I think it's appropriate
this is a great
for this
song.
Time of year. Do you know the song I'm talking about?
the Klezmatics were honored. They were given all these lyrics that Woody Guthrie found or had written but had not written music to. And there have been a few times where the Guthrie Foundation has done this, and they came up with an album, the Klezmatics did, and I can't wait to hear you guys do this.
Yeah, it's a great tune. There's actually, I think there's a published book of lyrics that Woody wrote that were just never set to music. Many years ago, I lived in New York, and I played with a band called the Unholy Modal Rounders with Peter Stanfield, and Charlie Messing, who was one of the guitar players in that band, wrote music to one of the tunes in that book. It's just a real wealth of material there.
Yeah, Woody never stopped writing. Everything I've read about Woody Guthrie is, you know, he'd write in the margins of the margins of the margins of anything in front of him.
I can relate to that. That's where you find my songs, in the margins of envelopes and on my receipts, you know.
By the way, this is Sue Powers and Jeff Berman with us today.
And we're spending so much tuning today, so much time tuning today, because we're actually both working with...
We're in different
in tunings that we've never used in this context before. So... So it's got its own challenges for us, but it's very beautiful.
Okay.
See, but that doesn't work.
I'm gonna work in this world the best I can. this world the best I can. Best I can, if I can. I'm gonna walk in this world the best I can, and I know I can. And I'm gonna talk in this world the best I can, if I can. And I'm gonna talk in this world, and I think I can. I can. I'm gonna walk in this world the best I can. I'm gonna talk in this world the best I can. I'm gonna get through this world the best I
Sue Powers and Jeff Berman.
Sorry about that tuning, folks.
Oh, sounded good.
Oh, is that why you stopped? There's more verses.
Oh, there's more.
Song.
Do you want to keep going, or did you stop? We have about 12 minutes of radio time left. We could play an Appalachia song if you need to take a break.
Yeah,
let's do that. Let's play something from Appalachia so everybody knows what we're talking about. What's coming up for First Night, and we actually have two other concerts in January coming up.
Okay, so Mimi is here playing with the two of you on the CD.
Yes.
And this is the sixth track of the CD you brought in today. Do you recall the name of the song?
Yeah, this is called The Four Seasons.
And, you've played this on the air, I believe.
Yes.
So we'll take a listen to Appalachia now.
Thank you.
Asia at the Saturday Light Brigade. And you can hear the group, Mimi and Jeff and Sue, first night with shows at 7:30 and 9:30.
That's correct.
And that will be in the Catholic Charities Building, right at 9th and Liberty, downtown, this coming Thursday night. I can't believe the year's coming to an end.
It's, I know, it's, really
it's just like this hour has gone by so quickly, too. We have three songs left. How can people get in touch with you if they're interested in learning more about the instruments or retaining the group? What's the best method?
Is the website up and running yet? Actually, we're working on a website right now, and we're working on a recording. The best way probably right now is just to email us at our office email, which is powers.berman@verizon.net.
Oh, that's easy. powers.berman@verizon.net.
We have the group Devilish Mary, which has a MySpace page, and people email us there. You know, we get mail for Devilish Mary. And
terrific. Or certainly if you get in touch with us, we'll get something forward to Sue and Jeff. I want to be sure we get to the music. Let's see. You've got three songs I think you're going to do, right?
I'm going to do this most recent songs I've written. The first one's called Celebrate the Body. And this comes from my father talking to me in the fall here about wanting to rejoin his family. And I thought he was talking about us. I'm like, well, we're here, you know, the kids and the grandkids. He's like, I'm not talking about that family. I'm talking about my family, the one I was born into. I miss them. So this is a song that celebrates his longing to rejoin his mother and father, brothers and sisters.
Next couple of tunes are, no one has heard these yet. Well, in their present form, they're that new, so it's great to share them out over the airwaves.
Great. And I'm hoping we'll get them in. We should be fine. Our affiliates automatically switch over at noon, so we don't have complete control over that, but we should make it. These are two of the hardest instruments to keep in tune, and you also have the different tunings that you're using, which adds to that.
Tuning both these instruments a whole step lower than they normally are.
Our experiment maybe not so good.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay, let's. Okay. Body, help them move along. inside the burn.
Powers and Jeff Berman at the Saturday Light Brigade. Join us again next year, Saturday mornings at 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, 90.1 WIUPFM Indiana, 90.7 WMCO New Concord, Ohio, 91.1 WSAJ Grove City, 91.7 WNJR Washington, 91.7 WCUC Clarion, and live and on demand at slbradio.org, where it's always Saturday. We still have listeners online right now. And as long as you're set up, do you want to sing the other song? And we'd love to have it played on the radio, and it would be great. Yeah, absolutely, and we'll play it. Right. Yeah. So stay tuned. Absolutely. Stay tuned if you're listening online and on the radio. We'll play these next week. It's 12:01. It's too I was going to say opportunistic, but it's we should take advantage of this moment while we have it. A little overtime. If you're tuned in online, let us know at slbradio.org. You're going to get a special little treat here.
Okay, old things are. No.
So here
we
comes.
We want to do the older version of old things.
Yeah, which we don't hear very often.
I can't sing it in dialect, so it's going to be Western Pennsylvania English here.
Old Lang Syne and Act. That's the Western Pennsylvania.
Should old acquaintance
Sue Powers and Jeff Berman, thank you. And thanks, listening online. A number of kind emails coming in. Join us again next week, live, starting at 6:00.